In a brief instant, the corner of the room began to look out of focus. Allison shook her head like she was feeling dizzy. Then, a wave-like image of reds, yellows, blues, and greens appeared in a pulsating hologram. It brightened.
Stephen! What's going on?
He looked up towards this humming sound, dropped his mouth, and gasped.
What the heck?
Okay, who's the wise guy?
Colin knew that techies in the labs played games all the time. The light dimmed in this massless elliptical image, except for a hot point like an eye. It seemed to shift back and forth in the wave pattern as it focused on the people in the room, one at a time. It moved deliberately and with intelligence, almost breathing as it surveyed its hosts. Ivan, the scientist, was drawn to its dance of colors. The hologram was clearly a structured intelligent probe, and very visual. The ability to see its inner light waves and labyrinth of activity made him a little too comfortable. Andrea, with her hair bristling, in some kind of electroshock state, said,
"Careful, Ivan, you don't know what you're dealing with."
He put out his hand as if he were going to touch its outer image.
Zarch!
He was shocked backward as soon as he penetrated the hologram. From the floor where he landed, he said,
"I see it is smart enough to have a defense system. It definitely doesn't want to be touched."
"Well, sorry, I didn't realize you were so sensitive."
Although potent, it gave him just enough of a jolt to put him in its place, albeit on the floor. But it didn't really seem threatening. It just made its point.
"Seriously, this isn't a joke. Did one of the labs create this phenomenon? Keep away from it!"
Then, out of this electromagnetic cloud, an arc of electricity connected to a nearby socket, and the cylinder's light and colors intensified. It was like the entity plugged itself in and was recharging. In a clear voice, and clearly a human voice with a French accent, it said,
"Hello? Please don't be concerned. We will not harm you. Please record this photon probe and you will be able to retrieve a massage from the recorded image. We are here from a science lab in the year 2108 due to matters of great importance to you and are not a threat. Your time and space is where the threat is."
Stephen ran to the closet and pulled up a tripod and digital camera and began recording.
"At least someone will believe us."
"The hologram seems to have the equivalent of type characters inside its image. See the checkered dark rectangle inside the white center between the light waves? I think it's the written word."
"You're right,"
Ivan said as he began to consider how to get at that image. After about 5 minutes, the entity's pulsating image hologram eliminated the arc to the electrical outlet and moved back to the corner, and then it appeared to move through the wall and outside the building. Through a window, they saw it accelerate and disappear into what appeared to be a wedge, a seam in the air, like a gateway. They all looked at each other with mouths wide open in complete disbelief.
"Did we just get visited? Did we witness a space portal exit?"